Hey folks, Big E here with some breaking news. My podcast, Karaoke Big E, was just named the number one karaoke podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Well, you shouldn't. That category definitely does not exist. My co-host Kevmo and I are in a league of our own when it comes to podcasts. So why don't you check out the world's best, well, probably only, karaoke podcast, Karaoke Big E. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcast, or you can check us out at KaraokeBigE.com. Come on by every Tuesday and give us a listen, and remember, you can't be a star if you don't shine.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I'm Brittany.
I'm Justine.
I'm Scott.
And welcome to It's About Damn Crime, episode 60, where we talk about cases featuring people of color, and we are, we can sometimes be offensive. We don't try to be. What'd you say?
Always.
We could, sometimes something slips between the cracks. So if you have sensitive ears, please turn back now.
Turn away.
Yeah. Turn this off. All right. Justine, what's new with your week?
I got a new dog.
Have you come up with a name?
I don't know.
You don't have a name yet?
No.
I was under the impression you did.
She did. She doesn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Say it.
Ready? Say it.
If I say it, that means it's it. I'm committing.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. It's Charlie.
Yay! Sorry.
He's been Charlie all day.
And all the night.
When he peed on me, when he peed in my bed, when he peed on me again. It's been real fun, guys.
Yeah.
Pretty
tired. You knew you were into that kind of shit?
Like a little pee-pee play? Yeah. No, I think I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep today because puppies are like babies, guys. Why didn't anyone remind me?
They are like babies.
It's been a long time since I've had a puppy.
Dude, yeah. This motherfucker had me up all night long. Well, because I don't want him to pee in the house. Yeah. I'm not like ignoring him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my week. End.
We went to see A Quiet Place.
How was it?
It was a really, really good movie.
I liked it a lot.
Is it long?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
It was tense as fuck, so I feel like it maybe seemed longer than it actually was.
You know it's a good movie when you don't look down at the clock.
To see how long you've been there.
Yeah. So, it was really good. Cool. I haven't seen a good scary movie in a very long time.
Yeah. I'm so picky with scary movies. Yeah. I can't stand them. They're always whack. So,
I love them because they're always stupid.
Yeah. I like stupid scary movies, yeah, too.
They're my fave.
So, go watch that if you haven't watched it.
Sure. Do it.
I just blacked out.
We have a segment at the end of this episode. We don't know what it is yet because Scott didn't do his homework.
I'm just going to... I have a list of things. I'm just going to close my eyes and point.
I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, pretty.
That's how it's been up to this point.
Yeah. All right, guys. In the beginning of this episode.
In the beginning of time.
Yeah, in the beginning of time.
People sang songs.
You guys heard a promo from Karaoke Big E.
Yeah.
So, go listen to them. Please.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah.
They make me want to drink and sing songs. And
I do find myself singing along with them.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to remind myself that I'm at work.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
I should take my headphones off more often so I can hear this bitch sing. Yeah. Hey, there's a guy in front of us that just sits and raps all day.
Ugh, annoying. I had one of those guys that sat next to me at work and then he got fired because he sucked.
I thought you were going to say because he was rapping. I was like, damn, they really didn't like it.
No, and he didn't brush his hair.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Our sponsor this week, again, is Wink, spelled W-I-N-C.
Wink.
Wink. Like, we're winking at you.
Yeah.
But not spelled that way.
But not spelled that way, clearly. So Wink makes it easy to discover great wine because Wink's wine experts select wines matched to your taste, personalized for you, and they're shipped right to your door, starting at just $13 a bottle.
Bargain.
Bargain.
Not too shabby.
There's nothing like coming home to a box of delicious Wink wine selected just for you. No way that's not the best day of your whole entire... every month.
Mm-hmm.
This month, next month, the month after.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is fill out Wink's palate profile quiz by just answering some simple questions like, how do you take your coffee? How do you like your berries?
How do you like your berries?
Yeah. Do you like them blue and you like them black? Maybe a little raspberry? I don't know.
Ripe?
Then Wink sends wines curated to your taste. The more wines you rate, the more personalized your monthly selections are. Each month, there are new delicious wines like the insanely popular Refreshing Summer Water Rosé. That, you know, we mentioned it last time.
Every time I hear that name, it makes me want it.
Right? I just want to swim in a pool and drink it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No membership fees, skip any month, cancel any time. Shipping is covered, and if you don't like a bottle they send you, they will replace it with a bottle you'll love. No questions asked. So, asked, okay? Not asked. That's fine.
So discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/IADC, and you'll get $20 off of your first shipment. That's trywink.com/IADC for $20 off.
So guys, go try Wink now at trywink.com/IADC. IADC.
Don't forget that IADC. That's your discount.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
Y'all?
Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm preparing for Nashville.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's right around the corner, man.
I know. So are we ready to...
I promise I'm going to dye my gray hair before we go. I'll think about it.
I hope you do. All right, are we ready to get started?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys and gals. This week, we're taking a trip to India. Burr, 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 burr. So, you know, while we're going to try our hardest, 100% we're going to fuck up these pronunciations of these names and locations.
For sure.
So you've been warned.
You too. You're going to have to mark. You're going to have to mark a lot.
I got my pencil at the ready.
We are going to try our hardest to sound everything out. But we might not get it all.
Me. Correct. It's going to be me.
Yeah, it's going to be Justine.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm ready to start.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Dive in.
Okay.
Deep.
Ooh.
Gross. Okay.
Jay Shankar lived in the Kanyanpati village of Salem District, Tamil Nadu. He was born in 1977 and worked as a truck driver. And some very unlucky woman married him. You know, that's the wrong decision. One day. Wrong decision for her.
Poor choice.
And the couple had three daughters. Yep, that's all the...
Why did I say she was unlucky? Is that just foreshadowing or is he ugly?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's foreshadowing.
No, it was hella ugly too.
And he's not cute.
Wombo combo of a guy.
So that's all the information we really have on his life before things got real fucked up.
Yeah. I dug too. And I was like, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, so it is believed that Jay Shankar, right? Did I nail it?
Yes.
Started his life of crime around 2008. But the first attack we have info on happened on July 3rd, 2009, when he attempted to rape and then kill 45-year-old, oh, here we go, Shyamala?
Mm-hmm.
Parandahalli. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Listen, just jump in.
I am.
You know? Yes. Just do it. And this is where our issue starts with this case, because there's, like, no information on his victims.
No.
Like, none.
Mm-mm.
Just, you know, we had this one's name and age.
What year is this again?
2009.
Yeah, 2009.
Okay.
So bear with us, and we're going to come back to that subject at the end of this episode, but just know there's very little very little meat on the bone for his victims.
Yeah. A month later, on August 23rd, 2009, Jay Shankar successfully raped and murdered a 39-year-old police constable named Jayamani. I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
She was on temporary duty at Perumanalur. Perumanalur. So not the that's not the place she would normally work at. And that's where Jay Shankar kidnapped her and raped her several times before killing her.
He went for a constable, you said?
Yeah.
Damn.
Her body was found.
Brave. In the worst of ways.
Yeah. Her body was found on September 19th, 2009. And ain't life but a bitch. You're on
You've been working your same shift for forever.
Yeah.
And then just by chance you get...
You stray from your schedule. Yeah. And you're basically, what, wrong place, wrong time?
Mm-hmm.
And then this shit happens to you.
Worst place, worst time.
Yeah.
Then on September 10th, 2009, Jay Shankar, along with an accomplice. Oh my God.
Just making up words, no big deal.
It's fine. An accomplice, okay? Not an appliance, an accomplice. Okay, so I didn't include his name because I didn't really care. And we will never, ever, ever hear it again after this point. So get rid of it. There's too many hard names in here. So they murdered a 50-year-old named, ready?
Thangamal Poneya in Namakkal.
Thank you. I should have just made you read this whole one.
I know.
I feel bad for anyone who is like from India or of Indian descent and is listening to this podcast. Like, fuck me. This is going to be a whole podcast.
I know. Sorry, guys. I can't even pronounce American words. What did I just say? Accomplice.
That's true.
Not a word.
English as a second language over here.
All right. So at this point, police said, all right, time to catch this guy. That's two murders.
Yeah.
And one attempted murder.
And now is the time to catch him.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Now is
the time. Not the first one. No. Not the first attempt.
You had to wait until he's at large.
So they launched a manhunt, and he was arrested on October 19th, 2009. And was put at the Coimbatore Central Prison? Why not?
Coimbatore?
I don't know.
Central Prison.
So it's like this little spree that went on wasn't very long, right?
I was going to say, that's the case.
I was going to say, and that's the end.
And we're done. July 2009, and then they arrested him in October 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple months.
Yeah.
Well, and then since 2008. I don't know. Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. At the time of his arrest, he was charged with 13 separate counts of rape and murder in Tuturupur, Salem, and Dharmapuri. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we've only told you about three victims because that's all the info available on the internet. Hashtag frustrating.
Like, what? I mean, three out of 13?
It's like...
Sometimes what are the other 10? I was just thinking about this a second ago. Oh, sometimes I wonder when they catch somebody, like a serial rapist or a serial killer or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how many times they have like raped or murdered before they got caught that they don't know anything about. Like how many murders are just people that he just hid really well. Or I know sometimes these people want to get caught or whatever, but sometimes I wonder just how many actual victims they just don't really even know about. You know what I mean?
They haven't been able to pinpoint him yet. And this fool didn't want to get caught.
Mm-mm. And while Jay Shankar was in custody, he told everybody that he enjoyed torturing women before he raped and killed them. Didn't he kill them with
a machete?
Machete.
So it was like real violent.
Yeah. I mean, hashtag of course he did. Go over there and brag about it.
Was it in India where they had that one? There's some video I saw of a guy attacking people at bus stops with a machete. It's probably not this guy, obviously.
Oh,
but
I know.
I think I want to say it was India. I could totally be making that up. Oh,
who knows?
But that seems, man, somebody just coming at you with a fucking machete.
Like, you stand no chance. You don't stand a chance.
That's basically a sword at that point.
It's done.
So, side note, Jay Shankar was charged for the murder of Thangamal Poneya, but he was acquitted of those charges in 2014 due to insufficient evidence. So
Yeah, they
someone said, botched the investigation. Along
the way. The police fucked it up.
Yeah,
and they couldn't hold him on it.
Yeah.
So that brings us to March 17th, 2011, when Jay Shankar had spent the last years facing. What? The last years? Okay. The last 3 years. I know how to count. Facing many different trials for those 13 counts of rape and murder. So in March, he was in
Dharmapuri.
Thank you. For a trial. The next day on March 18th, 2011, Armed Reserve Police Constables Chinnasamy? Sure. Maybe.
Just give her complete silence. Let her work it out.
That's what we're going with. It's happening.
I'm not even going to cut that one.
And we're going to say Raja Velu.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. We're assigned to escort him back to Kambatori. Kambator? This is what I fucked up earlier, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. But on the way, Jay Shankar managed to escape at the Salem bus stop. Why can't everything be named Salem?
It's probably pronounced like totally different.
It's all Salim.
Oh, yeah. It's probably Salem.
So he escaped at the bus stop at around 9:30 p.m. and then for the next 2 months went on a murder spree.
What is going on with you?
Murder spree. I can do this.
I feel bad because like I know nothing about like any pronunciation for that language. Like,
yeah.
At least like in like Spanish, but like I could work it out because I know how Spanish is supposed to be spelled or it's supposed to be pronounced. You know what I mean? I got no fucking idea on this.
Yeah, me either.
No, it's hard.
So I just get to watch you guys struggle. So,
thank you. And we do apologize. Well, we already apologized at the beginning of this, right?
Yeah, we'll cut it down so it's not so bad.
All our fucked up shit. Okay, so Chinnasamy later shot himself because he was so ashamed that he had let Jay Shankar get away.
Dang.
How sad, dude. So Jay Shankar headed to Karnataka, where he raped and murdered 6 more women in Bellary. Now, what are the names and ages of those women?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
And then he killed a man and child in Dharmapuri. In the last week of April.
Damn, this dude went off.
Dude, it's crazy. In the last week of April, police were able to trace his cell phone to Delhi and then to Mumbai. So a special team of 2 sub-inspectors and 15 other like police-type people, you know? We're told to find his ass and find him right now.
And they did. Not really. Some regular old people did the dirty work, but we're going to tell you what went down.
Right now.
On the night of May 4th, 2011, Jay Shankar arrived in Elagi village in Karnataka on a stolen motorcycle. So he rapes, he murders, and he steals.
He's
doing it all.
He's doing too much.
All of it.
He's doing the most.
Everything that he could do.
Why is he going to be so extra?
Right? Jay Shankar approached a woman named Chandrakala Hotagi, who was working alone in a field, and he asked her for some food and water. And she was probably like, you know, yeah, I'll help you out, person in need. But again, we don't know the actual details.
No.
But what we do know is that he then tried to rape her. So Chandrakala screamed, and that got her husband's attention, who was nearby with a friend. The two of them rushed over and saved her. And then a bunch of people from the village took Jay Shankar's ass to the local police station, who then handed him back over to that special team on May 5th, 2011.
Jay Shankar always carried a black handbag, that's very girly, whatever, with a machete inside of it. And he usually targeted sex workers on highways or women in rural areas. But this time, he went after the wrong woman in the rural area.
Yep. So did.
Screamed. Good for you, girl.
Yep.
After his arrest, Jay Shankar was kept at the Parapana
Agrahara.
Thank you. Central Jail in Bangalore. Nailed that! And was sentenced to 27 years in prison. And while he was in prison, he was diagnosed with psychiatric problems, obviously. There's something real wrong with you if you gotta machete people to death and rape them.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Huh?
You don't say.
I don't know.
thought he's a pretty normal, upstanding citizen.
That's what I figured. So he underwent some sort of treatment there, but I don't think that it helped.
No, I don't think so either. On August 31st, 2013, the police took Jaishankar to the court in Tumkur, near Bangalore. And after court, Jaishankar said he was feeling real sick and was admitted to the prison hospital. Now, do we know what's coming up next? Do you know, Scott?
He tries to kill himself?
Close, but no. So somehow, probably from someone working at the prison, Jaishankar received a duplicate key to move around the prison.
I don't understand. What?
What is happening? What
the fuck is going on?
I don't understand. So on September 1st at 2 in the morning, when the guards were switching shifts, he used that key. Here we go. Let himself out of the hospital ward. This is like a movie. Used a sheet to climb out of the window. Scaled three walls. I think it was 2 15-foot wall, and then the last one was 30 feet.
Mm-hmm. Was this song playing?
And he was creeping around on his tippy toes. He bypassed an electric fence and escaped for the second time.
This is like a fucking slasher movie.
For some reason, the electric fences were down that night. So he was just like fucking lucked out.
What a fucking coincidence. You know what? I think he did that. I think he
cut the electric fences?
Yeah.
God. But that last 30-foot wall, he failed.
Yeah, his ass failed.
He needs to be shoot on sight.
Right?
This guy is clearly fucking Houdini.
He needs to be shoot on sight?
Shot on sight. Oh, I meant,
their call would be shoot on sight. I got you. So he fractured the shit out of his leg, like, multiple places. And I don't know how he was walking around after that, but the will to get away was real strong in this
one. He was hopping on one leg.
You think he found a crutch?
Maybe.
Maybe a cane?
Maybe.
Maybe a small child?
Maybe he's just dragging his broken leg along.
No one saw that? I want
to
say no.
Went from a slasher flick to a zombie movie?
All right, so three wardens, two jailers, that's fine, guys, two jailers, I could do it, and six security guards were suspended following his escape because, well, clearly everyone failed.
Clearly.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. Whoever gave him the key.
Who the fuck did that? Who did that?
I wonder. And,
this guy's a multiple rapist, murderer. I'm going to give him a key.
Yeah, so he can escape.
Innocent. Here we go, sir. I guess he had a... When he would go into prison, he would, like, really befriend the guards, and they, like, trusted in him, because he was, like, and he did, like, good while he was there until he wasn't there anymore.
He's, like, super charismatic. That's that show sign for a serial killer, dude. Or cult leader.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, good thing this guy didn't want a following, and all he wanted to do was murder.
Yeah, he just...
If you could talk a fucking prison guard, or a psych ward guard into giving him a fucking key, dude.
Yeah. Things he would have accomplished.
Yep.
The police issued a red alert to all police stations in Karnataka and told women to be very aware of their surroundings in isolated places, which you should always do anyways.
Yes.
Ladies.
Not just because Jaishankar is on the loose.
And men.
I mean, especially if he is. But you should always be aware of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. They offered a reward of 500,000 rupee for any information leading to his arrest. Then police printed 10,000 wanted posters and 75,000 pamphlets with different pictures of Jaishankar in five languages. Those five languages were Hindi, Kannada, Marathi, Tamil, and Telugu. And they distributed those bitches out everywhere. Everywhere. And I know that Jaishankar, he was also... fluent in three languages.
Dang.
It was I think it was Hindi, Tamil, and I forget the other one.
It's like the Jason Bourne of murderers.
Mm-hmm. So he's able to blend in with wherever he was.
So now we have Jaishankar roaming around the streets with a damn broken leg, dragging it along. You know, I mean, of course he'd fucking break your goddamn leg. He went over a 30-foot wall. Why is that?
He went over three fucking walls.
Yeah, three. Like, but like, you jump off a 30-foot wall.
What do you think's gonna happen?
What do you think's gonna happen?
I'm surprised he didn't break his neck.
I'm surprised he didn't break both legs.
Oh, I mean, God. He was captured for heinous crimes. So I think that's a pretty good alternative than being caught.
That's true. Being caught. I'll take my broken leg instead of being locked up here for. I mean, like 27 years isn't that long.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's long, for but it's all not that, that shit. Long.
That's all he got, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck?
So Jason Carr never reached out to his family for help, but he did. I don't know what the fuck happened here. I think he gave up.
What do you mean?
Because he spoke with a police informant.
Oh, yeah.
And then that informant somehow managed. Oh, maybe he was like an undercover piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't think he knew
that he was working with the police.
Yeah.
So he somehow managed to get him to an abandoned building, and he told him he was going to get him a motorcycle so he could get the hell out of town.
Get the hell out of Dodge.
But instead, he was arrested yet again. How many times is this? Three?
I think three, yeah.
On September 6th, 2013. So really, he had only gotten away for 6 days.
I wonder what he did in that 6 days.
Tried not to die from that broken leg. So the Indian government had to spend over 75,000 rupee to fix his stupid leg. They should have just lopped it off. Oh, that might have been more money.
Oh.
I don't know.
After
it was fixed, he was
I know people were pissed off about this.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you spending our government money?
Jack the Ripper wandering the streets.
Yeah.
Fucking ugh.
Oh, piss. You're talking about pissed off for paying all that money to fix his leg.
Yeah, government money. I thought you
were talking about just how many times he's escaped.
No, they were pissed off that the government paid to fix his leg.
Yeah, why are they even trying, like, any kind of rehabilitation? This guy's clearly lost his marbles.
So I had a theory on that. I'll tell you right now. So he was sent to the central prison in Bangalore to begin serving a sentence. He was kept in a high security cell with 24/7 CCTV monitoring. There was extra lights in that bitch, so it would never be dark.
Mm-hmm.
The lock of his cell was designed so he couldn't reach it. There was no way he could ever get to it, even if he was given a key. Then it was decided that if he got sick again, the doctors would come to him and he wouldn't be allowed out of his prison cell ever again.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's some real Silence of the Lambs shit.
Yeah.
100% lockdown. Don't talk to him because he'll befriend you and get you to...
Don't make eye contact with him.
Oh, God. He's straight up... What's his name?
What's Hannibal his name? Hannibal Lecter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just going to call him Anthony Hopkins.
Straight up just his actor.
Just straight up Anthony Hopkins. Yeah, so they were just like, all right, you're done. He was also given a shit ton more security. They weren't taking any chances.
He was a slippery snake.
He was just going to get out of there.
Sure. On February 25th, 2018, Jay Shankar tried to... he tried one last prison break from the Bangalore Central Prison. And it was not a success. After this... is it his third? Yeah, his third failed attempt. Prison officials were like, okay, enough is enough. Your ass is going... In solitary confinement, bitch.
Yeah, you're done. No more.
No more cell for you.
No more opportunities.
You're just going to get closed.
Tie him down to a bed. And then put chains on it. I want it to be straight up Looney Tunes style.
Okay, so Jason Carr did not handle it well. And on February 27th, 2018, so this just happened, guys.
Yeah.
He slit his own throat several times with the shaving razor that he had gotten from the prison's barber.
Bruh.
They said he just, like, went back and forth.
With it. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, and I made sound effects. Sorry.
Wait. That is, like, some saw shit.
Yeah. It's disgusting. This whole thing is so bizarre to me. Like, is it real? We don't know. No, it is.
Oh, I was like, what?
We're just doing fake stories.
We just made it all up. This is the first chapter of my book. No. Okay. So, jail staff found him laying in a pool of blood at around 2:30 a.m. during their daily rounds. The prison doctor told them he needed to be transported to the local hospital. So, they're still trying to save him. All these
fucking rupees trying to save him again.
Mm-hmm. So, here's where my theory comes in. Even if you work in a prison and you're dealing with a bunch of fucking assholes, like, there's still something in you that's not going to let another human being die. You're still going to have that thing that's like, I feel like I need to... save them. Just like a doctor takes an... I'm not even a doctor, because a doctor takes the oath, right? They have to save you no matter what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
I think just being a... I don't know. I don't know if I could let someone die and be like, yeah, I let them die.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I could do it.
Watch that motherfucker bleed out, dude.
Scott's also hashtag heartless.
That's true.
He's got... Now, you guys think me and Justine have cold black hearts.
Yeah.
This motherfucker has it.
Well, do you know?
Scott has no heart.
Yeah. Fake I don't news. Know. I just don't think I could do it. And I think it's the same thing with, like, people working in a prison. Like, and then even if they got to know him, you know, like... He's obviously a smooth talker. Maybe they were like, he's not so bad.
I feel like he only has one thing on his mind at any given time.
Murder? That yeah. machete?
Yeah. He's got to get his machete back.
I don't know. So I think... I don't know. This is why these people work at the prison. They don't live there. They don't have that thing in them where they're like, die, motherfucker.
Mm. Yeah.
Which one day we're going to visit Scott in prison, so that's fine.
What'd you say?
We're going to have to visit Scott in prison, so that's okay.
For whatever crime I decide to commit.
All right. So at 5:10 a.m., Jay Shankar was pronounced dead at Victoria Hospital. He was believed to be involved in 30 rape and robbery cases.
Jeez.
I know. And at the time of his death, he had been accused of murdering at least 19 women. And he was only 41 years old. And as heartless...
Can you imagine if he had gotten out in 27 years, he would have been 60-something?
Yeah.
Maybe 70?
Close to 70, yeah.
He probably still would have been able to get out there and rape and murder.
Or at least then he's an old, brittle man.
You could fight him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't going to hold nobody down.
You just knock him down.
That's true. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
So as heartless and cold as it may seem, this piece of shit never showed any of his victims any remorse. So we hope he's burning wherever he may be.
He's gotta be.
Burn, motherfucker, burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, not
Disco
baby.
Inferno.
Yeah, so that's all we got on that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a shorty. Sometimes you dig and you dig, and that's just all that
short
you have.
And gruesome. There's, like, no, like, real good redemption that I can feel Mm-mm. proud of. It's like, oh, this guy murdered, raped, got caught, mm-hmm. got out, murdered, raped, got caught, got out. Like, what the fuck?
And I feel like the only reason why there's even this much information on him is because he did escape so many times. So it's, like, a little bit fascinating. Like, otherwise he would just be, like, another fucking monster doing shit, you know?
Well, he was so...
With that body count, too, that's famous serial killer status.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this story, or this case, was so fascinating that I forget who. Someone made a movie.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, called Psycho Shankar. But it was him. Based on his life as an escape artist and murderer.
Oh, very good.
Which he got praised for as being an escape artist.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was almost like he had a little bit of celebrity. Even when I, like, a couple news reports that I watched, like, they weren't like, oh, this fucking animal. They were like, haha, like, I don't know.
Almost like glorifying like, it a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. And where the fuck is the talk about the victims? All the women that he
there was no
murdered
to the point
mutilated.
Where he couldn't even get their fucking names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's such a huge problem. Where it's like, your women are still regarded as nothing.
I feel like that's what happens with a lot of the times when like a school shooter or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like they get a lot of publicity, whereas the mm-hmm. victims don't.
Yeah. I just think, too, like, a lot, you know, we did that whole thing on Patreon in Mexico where they're, you know, mass murdering their women and nobody's talking about it. Like, here's another case where there's a mass murder of women and we don't even have their names. Even the Highway of Tears, like, all those women... We have some of their names. We don't have all of them. We don't even know who everyone is involved. And this is current shit. Like, this isn't old, back-in-the-day shit. So, I don't know.
I read that on the escape... I don't know which escape, because he did three of them, right? Mm-hmm. Three freaking escapes.
Oh, yeah. One failed, two
well,
successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget which one, but he... The one on, I think, in March 2011.
Mm-hmm.
He had a... I read... that he was wearing a police uniform.
Dang.
So this is like a movie.
Yeah.
It is like a movie.
Like Mission Impossible. Like, he's going to take off his fucking fake poly mask.
Be a whole different person.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. It sucks that there's not enough information on the
yeah.
victims themselves.
And it's so bizarre to me. It's like this man had three daughters.
Yeah.
Three daughters. And, I mean, what did he do to his daughters? Clearly he had no respect for women whatsoever.
Yeah. That's a good point. That is a really good point.
Where's that information? We don't know. We don't have it.
What are, sometimes I wonder, like, because he was already a full-grown man when he decided to start. Well, I mean, most people that decide to start killing are full-grown men, but, like, he was well into his life. Like, what, mid-30s?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? Mm-hmm. When he, with his first victim? Like, I wonder what just snaps in somebody. Like, are they just harboring this will to kill?
Yeah.
Like, this entire time, and they've then finally they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, like, what happened in his life? Or had he been doing it all along and nobody
is this like a midlife crisis moment, like I'm getting old, might as well go out with a bang.
I'm by 35. Raping and murdering women.
Jeez.
Hey man,
and it's like his crime spree wasn't that from 2008 to 2018. I mean, but he was in jail for a good amount of time from they caught him in 2014, so 4 years. I can't do math right now. 6 years he was out.
Yeah.
And he did, like, bids in between, right? Like, he was in jail for a couple years from 2009 to 2011. I was like, he did so much in such little time.
After that 6 day stint that he escaped for the second time, did he kill anybody in that, just in those 6 days?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he had the ability to do it because
he had a broken leg.
His leg was about to fall off.
Little did he know, all he had to do was just get caught again. They'll fix it back up for him.
He's like, tight. Maybe that's why he turned himself in. He's like,
he turned himself in so he can get nurtured back for to me, health.
And then I'm just going to get out again. And it's not a problem.
I'm obviously fucking Houdini. So.
And like, how fucked up is your brain that you can sit there and like,
dude,
saw at your own neck?
Oh, man.
That's even brutal. When you said
that, I cringed.
Yeah. And not, I mean, like a blade from your freaking razor.
Yeah, your razor.
Not even a good blade.
How many times you got to go at it
just
to do sufficient damage? It's fucking gnarly, dude. It's
disgusting.
Super gnarly.
Jeez. Yeah,
so there was no redeeming qualities about this man. Nothing happy had happened.
That's what I was saying. It was like, this is just a murder fest and that's it.
I wish there was information about his, like, what his family thought. Like, his daughters and his
wife. Like, anything. But again, too, it might just be the culture in India where it's like, they don't talk about it. They're going to go,
maybe.
That's really fucking shameful.
Hmm.
And we're going to just completely distance ourselves. Well, look at that constable
that killed himself because he was...
Yeah. Because he let him get away.
Yeah.
There's a... I was listening to... I can't remember who was talking about it, but I think it was the Virginia Tech shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He was not Indian, obviously. I think it was Korean? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But basically, the culture... like, for his parents, after they found out what he had done, they had basically been harbored... like other people to just escape the shame, and they ended up moving back to their country and of so they
never had to talk about it ever again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I get it too. Like, if it's your family, like, you want to keep, I don't know, totally distance myself from that shit.
Hell yeah.
But I don't know him. My dad? I don't know that guy.
Jay Sean, who?
Seen him, don't know him. He's on my birth certificate. I didn't know. Yeah. So I don't know. That was an ugly one. It was short. Sweet to the point.
Imagine how lucky the mom of those girls feels.
Yeah, like he's gone.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I can't imagine he was a nice man.
Like, not only that, like she got away okay. Look what happened to all these other females that came across his path. You know what I mean?
But was she okay? Because what if he was at home like beating the shit out of all of them?
Yeah, we don't know shit. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know anything about his family.
I just don't think they're like capable of like raping and then like chopping someone up with a machete, and you're like nice to your wife.
I don't know. Adolf Hitler didn't drink, didn't do drugs.
Maybe his wife was gonna leave him, and that set him off. Now I'm just making shit up.
That's a weird response.
My wife's gonna leave me. Kill all the women.
I'm gonna go insane.
I don't know. Yeah.
Any more thoughts on this one?
Nope. Bye. Jay Shankar.
You did pretty good with the names.
Dan.
I mean, I did.
Powered through them. Powered through them. The three that I did.
I seem to remember both of you pausing every time you had to pronounce a word. So I'll be giving praise where praise is
due. There's so many letters.
They do have pretty long names.
How do they all make a word? I don't know.
So when we first started doing this case.
Yeah.
when we looked up Jay Shankar, it was M. Jay Shankar.
Yeah, and there was a lot of them. There were M. and then an A.
Or P. Yeah. Whatever, J. And what did we find out, Justine? Why were they like that?
They do their last name before their
first name.
First name, and then they generally abbreviate the last name. I think is what I read. If we have any listeners that are know more about the Indian dialect.
That's kind of how Japanese does it a little too. They don't they don't abbreviate, but it's last name first, family name, given name.
That's what I told her when
So I don't know. I don't know what the. I mean, it makes sense to me, but maybe we're wrong.
We could be wrong.
After watching you guys struggle with these names, I can't wait till you guys do your first Thai case.
No.
Because Thai names are long.
Man, oh, no.
Super long.
Great. Hey, at least we tried.
I know.
Who else has tried? Who's heard this story before? Nobody. Thank you so much.
Pretty sure everybody in India.
Well, yeah. Maybe not. Like, let's keep this on the DL, guys. Maybe even
in surrounding countries.
I saw a website that was like 14 of the most horrific murders in India.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like number two. So I think we need to check out who number one was.
Yeah.
What was worse than this?
I mean, they do have, what was it? People always, I even forget this. People always forget how high of a population there is in India.
Uh-huh.
People always give China credit for highest population.
Yeah.
India is right there, too. Jeez. I think it's like 1.3 billion.
Jeez.
In each country. So 2.6 in both countries combined.
That's a lot of people. Damn. Maybe the police are like, you know what? Just kill them. We got too many people anyway.
Also, those numbers are probably not accurate.
No, those were totally made up numbers.
No, definitely not made up, but definitely ballpark.
All right, guys. All right. Now we are jumping into our segment. Me and Justine don't know what the fuck it is.
So we're about to brainstorm right now because they have to play. Oh, so I can't just come up with something because they're going to shoot it down.
Oh, my God. Okay, pause.
Pause.
All right, so.
And we're back.
We're only gone for 45 minutes. But you didn't know it.
Because I pulled this straight out of my ass. So I was listening to a podcast a while back, and they had like something where it was a Ricky Gervais podcast, and he was talking how if you had to go to Mars, you had to choose three people to help you colonize Mars. Now, I don't want to take that verbatim, so we're going to do, you're in a zombie apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse, world is donezo. You have three people to take with you as your companions, okay?
To help us survive.
So it's you and three others, okay? But they specifically have to be a famous person from a movie. So if, say, for instance, if you choose Tom Cruise, he has to be Tom Cruise from what movie? So Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible. Okay. You have that Tom Cruise.
No Walking Dead characters.
No Walking Dead.
Oh,
take them off the plate.
Damn it.
Actually, we'll say full stop. You can't choose anybody from a zombie movie.
Okay.
Oh, man.
If that actor happens to be in another movie, then that's fine. Like if Rick Grimes was in something else, obviously.
He was in Love Actually, and that he would be useless in that movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So who's ready to go?
We'll start with Justine. I feel like she's been brainstorming a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to take...
You and three others, that's it.
Me and three others. Famous people. Okay, so I'm going to have to take...
I'm just trying to think of, like, who's the buffest dudes in any movie. I know.
But then buff dudes are kind of slow. I feel like you need a fast guy.
Somebody small and sneaky.
Yeah.
Not to alert some hordes.
Who's real good at shooting? I need a guy from a Western.
All right. We're making some progress.
Okay. I'm going to do... Sigourney Weaver from Aliens.
Ooh, that's a good one.
She kicked ass.
That's a good one.
Took names.
Yeah, she has that will to survive.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was killing her.
Uh-huh.
I just watched that recently.
I'm going to take... Shoot.
So that's not a shooter, necessarily.
No.
She's a scientist, if anything, so that actually helps in a couple different ways.
Maybe she can help us save the world.
Good at surviving. B, scientist.
C, badass. Okay. Then I'm going to take...
Random fun fact. Do you know Sigourney Weaver? I think is 6 foot tall.
Damn, she's a giant.
Hella tall.
She looks incredible for her age, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, then I'm going to take... Fuck.
We got a scientist. Let's get a shooter. You come back to your shooter point.
Okay, who's my shooter point? Who's a shooter? Can I take a superhero? Can I take...
Actually, no.
The Hulk.
You can take a superhero if they don't have superpowers. Batman. Stuff like that.
Oh.
Superpowers, it's too OP.
Can't, it's gotta not be Ben Affleck, because I would kill him. It's okay. Great.
Superman.
I want to take, like... Oh, I want to take Will Smith from...
I Am Legend.
No. Yeah, ooh, that's a zombie movie.
One. Oh, yeah, that is kind of a zombie movie.
Oh, that is a zombie movie.
I'm going to take Will Smith from... What's that movie he just did? It was a Marvel movie. It was not Marvel.
Oh, he played Deadshot in...
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, yeah.
Deadshot. He's my shooter. Yeah. Taking him.
That's a good one.
Also, I'm going to take him because he was also an I Am Legend, but that's not why.
Remember, he's specifically Deadshot, though. So he might be evil. I don't know. About comics. He's not evil in that?
He was like, he had his good moments. That's fine.
Okay.
I think you kind of need to be a bad guy to survive in the zombie.
Yeah, you got
to
be ruthless because you're going to have to kill some humans.
And then I'm going to take someone real strong. I'm going to take... let's take...
Uber buff you're going for?
Yeah.
Every time I think of a buff guy, I just think of The Rock.
Yeah, me too. I can't think of anybody else.
Super buff. Who's really strong?
Here,
I'm going to take Sylvester Stallone, Rocky. In his prime.
Oh, yeah, he could box. Okay. He could box some zombies up. That's quiet, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, done. Those are my three.
He's used to punching sacks of meat, too.
Perfect.
All right, Brittany. You've had some time to think of it.
And I've got nothing.
So she went with a scientist, somebody good with guns, somebody who's buff.
Okay. So my first pick is Danai Gurira from Black Panther. She's super fucking badass.
Uber gangster. And all she needs is a spear. She doesn't need any, like, complicated, like, anything that requires bullets, so she's quiet.
My second choice is going to be Jason Bourne.
Ah.
That's a good one.
Good one.
My third pick is, I don't know.
So you got two badass killers, so you're going to need somebody.
Strong?
No, you already got badass killers. You don't need no strength.
You need some brains.
Yeah, you need some brains, because you're also going to have to, you're repopulating the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Or, obviously, that's going to be hard, but you're going to try and get back to some semblance of civilization.
Mark Ruffalo. From...
What movie?
From, what movie is he in? He plays a scientist.
Are you thinking of The Hulk? Because that's cheating.
I don't want him to turn into The Hulk, though. I just want him.
Nope.
Hell try to sneak through with that one.
I don't know any other scientists.
You don't know any scientists.
Not in movies.
Or a doctor. Or...
You watch so many damn movies.
I know.
Not, like, smart movies. I watch dumb and entertaining movies.
Or at least someone that's really hot that you're going to be able to repopulate the world
with.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay, yeah, because I'm not going to be there.
All right. I will take...
Not that would stop you.
I had to take my glasses off for this one. Getting hot in here. Just kidding. Trying to think of someone who's smart but also good looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's a combination.
You could do, if you want just somebody who's going to be intelligent in general, you could take from Life. You got Jake Gyllenhaal. You got Ryan Reynolds from Life.
But I thought it has to be the character.
Yeah.
Is he a scientist? Is he smart?
It's like... They're what? Astronauts, so it's not exactly
the movie. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the movie Life.
Then Ryan Reynolds wins.
Hands down every time.
He's an astronaut in Life, so he's smart.
All right.
And
Ryan Reynolds is very good looking.
He's a very
handsome guy. So again, all the fucking genes.
I got Danai Gurira from Black Panther.
Robert De Niro. That's what I almost heard you say.
What? What?
I thought you were going to say Robert De Niro.
Who else did I name? Jason Bourne. And from Matt Damon from Jason Bourne. And then Ryan Reynolds from Life.
Perfect.
There you go.
Well done. All right, Scott, you gotta go too.
All right, I'm going to go The Rock from this new movie, Rampage, because I think he's also a scientist in that.
Oh! With the big giant gorilla.
It's like some movie. He's like some fucking animal whisperer type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like giant monsters. But in the movie, A, he's already The Rock, so he's buff as shit, right? Yeah. B, he's a scientist in the movie.
He's a buff-ass scientist. It's a win-win,
dude.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Mark Wahlberg from Shooter.
Okay.
Because in that movie, he's a gangster.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to go...
Dude, Mark Wahlberg from what's that one movie that you like? It's badass, too.
Is he in that? Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, I'm not going to choose him from that, but from The Departed. He was a cold-blooded killer in that.
Oh, damn.
And then last but not least, I'm going to take a scientist. Got to be a female because I can't just have a sausage fest running around.
Oh, yeah. That's a dangerous game you're playing.
Yeah. I almost chose like two really good looking dudes too. And I was like, wait, why would they want to fuck me? We got fucking The Rock and Mark Wahlberg running around. And the last but not least, man, Sigourney Weaver's a good one, man. Have some tall ass kids too.
Amazons.
Hell yeah.
That's kind of a boring answer, but I might have to go with that one too. Sigourney Weaver from Alien.
It was such a good answer.
It was a really good answer. I don't want to use yours, so I had to come up with something else.
Dang, sorry. I could choose something else.
No, I like that answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so let's just go ahead and say that I won this one.
Yeah.
Because I never win.
Jason Bourne is a good one, though, too.
I've never seen those movies.
Oh, they're good. What? Specifically, the first two.
Yeah, the first two
were really good. The other ones are fine, but those first two are really good.
I don't know why. I've just never sat down to watch it. Like, I have nothing against Matt Damon.
Yeah, I don't know if he had the attention span for it.
And I like spy movies. It's like a spy movie, right?
It's not too complicated of a plot either. It's mostly just watching him break people's bones in weird, interesting ways.
Oh, he's a good shooter.
Yeah.
And he's smart. And then he's typing.
Oh. Dang. John Wick would have been a good one.
Who?
John Wick.
Oh, dang. John Wick would have been a really good one.
All right. We're moving on.
Okay.
Nailed it. I won, like I said.
All right.
Zombie apocalypse.
Justine wins.
I think we're good, dude.
Yeah,
if all these actors in real life are just as smart and just as strong.
They're not. We should have done real life scientists.
Don't shatter the illusion by knowing that that Tom Cruise is only 5'6 in real life. Every time he's larger than life.
Oh, man.
All right, we are moving on to reviews.
Yeah, you want to go first or second?
Let me get down to them real quick. Guys, we're up to 175.
Way to go!
Get us to 180.
You guys have been getting us like 10 every week.
Yeah. Okay, so these are the... So, since last time, only two
have showed up. There's been a lot more, but we can only see two.
Oh, yeah, have shown up. My bad.
Showed up. I said it.
Okay. They done showed up.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this one is a 5-star review from Empyrean Blackthorn. Well, that name sounds badass.
Yeah, it does. Can I have that character as my zombie survival?
This one's titled Naysayers Be Damned. Hunter, you're making so much noise in the damn mic. Move. Okay. It says, I love this show because I feel like I'm hanging out with a couple of friends who are telling me horrible stories while still trying to maintain a pleasant atmosphere for conversation. That being said, if you're looking for more facts and less banter, maybe don't look for your true crime podcasts in the comedy section.
Nailed it.
These ladies make me smile every time I listen to them, and that's not easy to do when you're talking about such dark subject matter. Easily one of my very favorite shows. Yay!
Aww, thank you.
Thank you.
Dang, these ladies are beaming right now.
I'm so happy.
Right? All these nice ones are well... Like, I can handle the 1-star ones that don't make any sense. Whatever. They make me feel. It balances out, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I feel better about her. I'm not going to explain it.
I was going to say, how many more times can you explain it?
I just wanted to, like, just stay silent and see how long she could just keep going.
Or at the end, I still don't get it.
All right, Justine, go to our next one.
Next one is from Sunny Bunny 28.
Yay.
Titled Bright, Relatable, and Super Funny. This is a 5-star review. I never know what to write in these things. Nonetheless, I want everyone to know these ladies are awesome. They have found a niche in the murder world and beyond. Their stories.
Is it niche or niche?
Same thing.
Okay.
Their stories are well researched and presented. Everyone should take time and binge listen to these ladies and Scott.
Oh, thanks.
That's cute. All right.
So reminder, we are going to be in Nashville for the weekend of Crime Con, which is the 5th through, no, the 4th through the 6th?
Of
May, I believe, right? I don't know what the fucking dates are.
Are you talking about the dates for Crime Con?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't listening to what she just said?
No, I think I blocked out. It's the 4th through the 6th.
Just staring blankly at the wall.
So we're going to be there. I don't know that we'll be at Crime Con, but we will be in the vicinity. So Wine and Crime has invited us to do a meetup with them on Saturday, May... Give me the date, 6th?
May 5th.
5th.
It's going to be on a Saturday night. Yes. At 8:30 p.m., we're going to be at the Valentine.
Yes, along... So it'll be us, Wine and Crime, and then True Crime Obsessed as well.
Yeah.
So if you are in Nashville that weekend for Crime Con, make sure you come
see us.
Dude, that's quite the lineup.
Yeah. It's pretty good,
It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. Excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get drunk and meet listeners. Oh, and get drunk with them.
Oh, shit.
I'm very excited.
Well, we know what our problem is going to be.
Okay.
Looks like I'm Dee Dee.
Looks like Brittany's going to pee her pants about it.
All right. Social media. What?
That's a thing.
Oh, my God. You definitely need to go back to bed. Okay, guys. You can visit us at our website at www.itsaboutdamncrime.com. Did you pull your eyelashes out?
On accident.
Fool.
I think my nail got caught in underneath one. That hurt.
That is an expensive mistake. Stop.
That hurt really bad. Okay, sorry, Justine.
Okay, so you guys can find us at itsaboutdamncrime.com. Make sure you go there and check it out. There's all kinds of tabs for all kinds of different things that you can do there. You know, we got the whistles for sale. We got the t-shirts for sale.
They're rape whistles.
Our rape whistles, I'm sorry.
I had to tell Brittany to start mentioning... that they're rape whistles, because I don't want people to hear this like for the first time and then be like, what the fuck, they're selling whistles?
Oh, that's very true. Good good clarification.
Our just rape like whistles. A coach whistle? Random.
You can get to our Patreon from there if you are interested in checking that out. This month we did an episode, on our bonus episode for that $5 tier was about kids killing kids. So if that's subject that interests you.
There were two.
Hopefully it's not.
We did two cases. One about a 10-year-old boy named Demilola Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And then another case about Christian Fernandez.
Yes. So if you want to hear more about those kids, you can go head over to Patreon, sign up for that $5 bracket, and get all our backlogged bonus episodes.
And extra content.
Yeah.
We got blooper reels.
We do. Two. We got videos on there.
We got that good.
Took you guys on my Match.com profile setup.
That was really great.
Great times.
Where you can also swipe left. That's deny, right? Or is right.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
I don't know.
It's been such a long time. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at It's About Damn Crime. Run it together, space it out. I feel like I haven't said that in quite some time.
Yeah, that's true.
You can find us on Snapchat and Twitter at IADC Podcast. Guys, come follow us on the social media.
Yeah.
We like talking to you. We hang out with you. Go join the Facebook group, It's About Damn Crime group.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there constantly. If you were in that, you would have known about my dog, you know. 5 days ago.
Yeah. Also, if you join the Facebook group, please answer the questions.
Yes. If you don't answer the questions, we will not allow you in. Sorry.
We just want to make sure you're not a...
not a Russian bot.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Is that it?
That is it.
Episode? All right, guys. We will catch you...
On
the flip side.
Perfect.
Hope your week is awesome. And Justine.
Que paso?
My little baby with the Sweeney Todd hair.
My little Mexican cherub.
There's a lot of desert out there.
Brilliant. Which I said to that lady at the pound that was trying to take my puppy.
Oh, that's true.
That's how I won. That's how you win at life. Mm-hmm. For A, lie to win. B, threaten.
Threaten life. To win.
Threaten life.
To win. All right, guys. All right, love guys. You.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.